I'm James Rapine, and this is the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to be with you on a Monday on Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. And right now at LockedOnReds.com, there is series previews, game recaps, every single podcast, and more. One spot, LockedOnReds.com. It's great to be with you today. Sorry we missed you on Friday. I just knew that there was no way I was going to be able to fit it in, to be quite honest. There was just no way during the window I had before Friday night's game that it was going to be able to happen. The good news is we can come back here following Friday night, following Saturday night, and following even what happened yesterday and think pretty good about the Reds, feel good about where they're at. They took 2 of 3 from Arizona, and I got a couple stats for you. The Reds have played the last six series they've played against first-place teams. The Reds are 15-6 overall, 71% of the time they're winning. They swept the Cubs. They beat the Braves 2-1. They split with the Brewers 2-2, beat the Indians 2-1, beat the Phillies 3-1, and beat the Diamondbacks 2-1. Now, that doesn't mean that those teams are necessarily in first place still now, but they were when they played. To me, this team, it's showing flashes. This is a team that can do it some days. You saw it with Anthony DeSclafani the other night. Matt Harvey, by the way, the other night. That's good. I need more of that from Matt Harvey. But it's very inconsistent. And that's why the roller coaster Reds, you've heard me use that term a lot. That's what they are. That's the reality of this team. Overall, though, I feel good about where they're at long term. I think they can build on what they've done. I think they can continue to improve and get better. On today's podcast, we're going to give you a preview of what the Reds got coming up. They have a 3-game series against the Cleveland Indians. We will discuss that. We'll get a rundown of the pitching matchups, including Homer Bailey, who's on the mound tonight. But first, I just want to dive in a little bit more to what I saw over the weekend. And we can start. I was going to start with yesterday. Let's go in chronological order. Because to me, Billy Hamilton, he got down a key bunt on Saturday night. Anthony DeSclafani was great. And those things, to me, are what stood out. Disco went 7 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 9 strikeouts, 94 pitches. That is crazy. That is crazy. His 7-plus innings, he faced one batter in the 8th. Are the most by a Reds pitcher this season without issuing a walk. He retired 19 of 20 batters during one stretch. That's amazing. That is one of those things that is just huge for a team like the Reds. And excuse me, this was on Friday. I take that back. This was on Friday. I don't know. I misspoke and said Saturday. But that's Friday night. Disco deals. And then the rally, that came Saturday. Reds win 6-3. They scored 4 runs after 2 were out in the 8th inning. Back-to-back wins over the Diamondbacks. What's crazy is that lineup that they threw out there. Brandon Dixon was in, not Joey Votto at first base. Dilson Herrera made a start in left field. Philip Irvin, right field. Kurt Casale was the catcher. They were down 3-2 and 2-0. Matt Harvey, and this is the common thread. This is why starting pitching is so important. What does Anthony DeSclafani do on Friday? Goes 7-plus. Matt Harvey goes 7 on Saturday. Allowed just 2 runs, struck out 7. He looked great. And the Reds got back-to-back wins over the Arizona Diamondbacks, a first-place team. That's great. That's great. And honestly, a bit surprising. I'm not going to lie. But it's a great way to come off of, look, they were 2-7 on that 9-game road trip. That was rough. It was a rough road trip for the Reds. So to come home and get 2 of 3 at least sets them up in position to kind of turn the momentum a bit, swing things around. I will say this, Luis Castillo yesterday worried me a bit. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, 7 strikeouts, 88 pitches, 62 strikes. He had a 1.5 ERA in his previous three starts, 1.5 ERA. And I thought this was when Castillo was really going to push towards the end of the year. And he still might. But 5 2/3, five runs, that's not what I wanted to see. But that's just the reality of it. So the Reds, since June 10th, are 30-23. It's the fourth best record in the National League. The Rockies and the Dodgers are 32-23. The Phillies are 33-22. The Reds have the third best, tied for the third best, I guess. Fourth best team. Two teams are tied at second place. So however you want to rank that. But the reality is the Reds overall have played pretty decent ball, even though they had that bad road trip. I think they can recover. Speaking of trips, not going to have to go anywhere to see the Battle of Ohio. It's Indians. It's Reds. It's in Great American Ballpark, and it starts tonight. We'll preview the entire series next on the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast from Paul Brown Stadium. I'm currently covering Bengals training camp here downtown, and this is where the studio is today. Great to be with you on a Monday. Let's dive into it. It's Indians. It's Reds. Tonight, Homer Bailey on the mound, looking for his second win of the year. Can they get a win with Bailey on the mound? I feel bad, because even when he pitches well, they don't give him run support. And when he doesn't pitch well, they still lose, naturally. He's going up against Mike Clevinger. You weren't supposed to hear that. He's going up against Mike Clevinger. You might not have. I think that was playing in my headset here at the studios. But the ad I'm looking at, I pulled up Mike Clevinger stats and ads pulled up. But Clevinger comes in 7-7 on the year, a 3.38 ERA. Has 144 strikeouts and 46 walks. So it's going to be a tough matchup for Homer Bailey. That starts tonight at 7:10. And then looking ahead to the rest of the Indian series tomorrow at Great American Ballpark, it's 7:10 again. Sal Romano on the mound, 7-9 on the year, coming off of a really good start. His ERA dropped to 4.94, going up against one of the best in the game in Corey Kluber. Kluber is 14-6 on the season with a 2.74 earned run average. And I was talking to some people in Cleveland recently, and they were talking about the Indians. Not many people paying attention to Indians baseball up there. It's more the Browns, LeBron leaving, and let's wait and see in the playoffs, because they've wrapped up their division in the American League. It's just kind of like, let's go through the motions here. So I think that's very interesting. They have a playoff team. Not many people interested. They're kind of just waiting, biding their time until it's playoff time. And then Robert Stevenson scheduled to get another start Wednesday. 7:10 first pitch, 0-1 on the year. Can he show something? I think that's the key here. A really big question mark going into this year was Robert Stevenson. Could you imagine if he showed you something? Could you imagine if question marks like Anthony DeSclafani, who I think has showed you enough to be part of the rotation, Tyler Mahle, even though he's in AAA, I think has showed you enough to compete for a rotation spot next year. Sal Romano, same thing. Obviously, Luis Castillo's in the fold. You get a guy like Robert Stevenson competing, that's a great spring training battle that you won in 2019, especially if this team, who knows, maybe Stevenson has some success and you decide to deal him because you've been tired of dealing with him for 6 years. But Robert Stevenson on the mound Wednesday for the Reds, going up against Shane Bieber, who's 6-2 on the year with 63 2/3 innings pitched, coming in with a 4.24 earned run average, has 66 strikeouts and 13 walks on the season. As always, you can subscribe to this podcast on Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcast. LockedOnReds.com is the place to be. I'll write about the Reds later this week. There's plenty to discuss there. It's really the young players. Get them in there, see what they can do. I'm all about figuring out what you got for 2019. And that's why the most interesting start this week, it's Wednesday. Robert Stevenson, what does he do for the Reds? That'll be the game I have my eye on. All three 7:10 first pitches, and certainly something we will discuss right here tomorrow on the Locked On Reds podcast. But how does Homer Bailey do? I didn't even mention him next year. He's in the run for a rotation spot as well. We'll see how that goes. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow on Twitter at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. Have a great night, and until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.